Okay, totally unrelated topic, completely unrelated to this drunk and dangerous. But I keep getting messaged by this guy that I matched with on Tinder like 5 months ago, and he still will literally text me at least once a week. He tried to call me the other day, like literally call me on the phone. Who the fuck does that? And he was asking if I was gonna be busy. And I just realized not only does this guy not fucking give up, I mean, granted, I'm hot, but Jesus Christ, I'm not that hot. That's beside the point. He's desperate. He's desperate to the point where any human female must look like an oasis in a desert because this fucking man does not, and he's not even unattractive. It's like, I have male friends that will tell me that they go on Tinder and they have like a couple of matches every few months. So maybe that's why this guy is obsessive. I regret ever giving him my phone number, but I realize he's the kind of guy who not only will continue messaging this person he's never met, over and over to the, I haven't been on Tinder in months and this guy's still fucking mess, and it's like, anyway, I realize he also either is so dumb he doesn't know about social distancing, or he just doesn't give a fuck. Which, either way, if your desperate neediness wasn't enough to turn me off, the fact that you would break quarantine, motherfucker, you are not a match. I apologize for the swipe, and for me, because even unmatching him won't make a difference. He has my phone number. Thankfully, he doesn't know where I live. Huh, okay, total aside. Hi, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous, and we're back for another Drunk and Dangerous. How are you? I'm doing great. Hopefully, you're better than the fucking wiener who keeps messaging me all the time because, dude, I don't want it. This is sad. It's just sad. Like, what I should really do is text back and be like, bro, really sorry. I was catfishing you. And then just look up like unattractive old fat men pictures. Wait, why is my picture the first result there too? Oh my God. Ah, we're back for another Drunk and Dangerous. Did you miss this? I definitely did. So, yes, it's another Wednesday and we're back again to chat. How are you guys doing? I am actually doing pretty freaking good. I'm feeling good today, despite the fact that I'm stuck inside. And Tinder Man will find me. He just doesn't care about going outside. Where the heck were we last time? Oh yeah, the devil and the three golden hairs. That was interesting. Little Louse and Little Free. Free? Can't talk today. Let's see. Little, oh yeah, last we did Little Louse and Little Flea. Little Dung Heap is burning. Still a very apt quote for 2020. 2020, Little Dung Heap is burning. Oh God, it's so true. And we're all in this burning dung heap together. And in this dung heap, we will start with our first story. Maiden without hands. Maiden without hands. I feel like they were kind of preparing people in the future to look back and be like, was life violent before? Like, yes, extremely. And every story is somebody getting maimed or murdered or raped or thrown into rivers. It's got talking furniture and animals. Really just, I mean, I feel like it's kind of preparing me for schizophrenia, to be perfectly honest. Maiden Without Hands feels like a Korean horror movie. You know, that's what it would translate to. Maiden Without Hands, like a handless ghost. It'd be fucking terrifying too, because Koreans make fantastic horror movies. Okay. A miller, who was so poor that he had nothing else but his mill and a large apple tree behind it, went into the forest to fetch wood. While there, he met an old man who said, "Why are you torturing yourself so much? I'll make you rich if you promise to give me what's behind your mill."
In 3 years, I'll come and fetch what's mine.
What was behind the mill? Like, his family or some shit? It's gonna be like, he fell for it. Ah, dummy. Well, her hands behind the mill? Is that why it's a maiden without hands? Fucking spoiler alert. The miller thought to himself, that's my apple tree. And there you go, that's what he thought. So he said, yes. They just have to let us know that he thought it was the apple tree, not that he actually gave away her hands or what the fuck ever. Could you imagine if he's just like, hey, my wife's out there. Hey, he's finally going to take that old bitch away. Yes, you may have her. And signed it away to the man.
When the miller returned home, his wife said to him, tell me, miller, how did all this wealth suddenly get into our house? All at once, I've discovered our chests and boxes are full of money.
Oh, see, they're the kind that don't keep it in a bank.
It's from a stranger I met in the forest, he said.
Yeah, he's selling drugs. I don't know. Oh, he's definitely selling some blue meth, you know?
He promised me great wealth if I agreed in writing to give him what's behind the mill.
Oh, husband, his wife exclaimed in dread. This is terrible. That was the devil. He didn't mean the apple tree, but our daughter, who was behind the mill sweeping out the yard.
Oh, no. We all know the miller thought, that's my apple tree. So the miller definitely didn't know. Thank goodness they told me or I'd be in suspense.
The miller's daughter was a beautiful and pious maiden, and after 3 years the devil appeared quite early and wanted to fetch her, but she drew a circle around herself and purified herself somehow. Somehow. Consequently, the devil couldn't get near her.
I think they cut out the most important part. How the fuck do I purify myself? How do you do it? Tell me. You don't? Then you're a waste. It's a fucking waste. That's an actual useful fairy tale. How doth one purify oneself? Nope. No point. It's just like why those ravens turn back into boys. Just because they fucking did. Don't ask so many fucking questions, little Billy. Shut the fuck up. Google it later, ho. I swear, lazy ass writers. Let's see. Consequently, the devil couldn't get near her, and he said angrily to the miller,
I want you to take all the water away from her so she can't wash herself anymore. Then I'll have power over her.
Since the miller was afraid of the devil, he did as he was told. Oh my god. Little simp-ass bootlicker. Holy shit. The next morning, the devil came again, but she wept on her hands and washed herself with her tears so that she was completely clean. That's a fuck ton of tears. Good god, that's a body-washing amount of tears. I have never been that sad in my fucking life. I could find out I was gonna die of stage 3 rectal whatever... terminal, let me think. What's the worst thing I can think of? Terminal burning ass hemorrhoid cancer that's going to eat me from the face first somehow. Ass and face go simultaneously because my head's so far up my ass. And I wouldn't be that sad. I would still not be that sad. I would not cry enough tears to give myself an enema with my own tears. Give you a fucking tear enema. I think it's a pretty good, like, threat, right? It's fucking disturbing. It would be like a saline enema, right? That's extremely disturbing. This is not a thing. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. Why are you listening? I don't know. Why not? Don't remember where I was. Okay. Yeah, the fucking little simp-ass bitch was like, I'll do what the devil tells me. Oh, suck on your cock, devil. Once more, the devil couldn't get near her and said furiously to the miller,
chop off her hands so that I can grab hold of her.
You know, looking back, my initial thought for why this woman didn't have hands was actually much tamer. I didn't imagine it would be her fucking dad chopping off her hands because he's tonguing the devil's asshole in desperate compliance. Because you're scared of the devil? Like, just purify yourself like your daughter did, you little tard. Fucking hell. This guy's such a little bitch. Good God, he needs a pimp slap or two. Or in the face. Oh my God. He went to his daughter, and said,
"My child, if I don't chop off both your hands, the devil will take me away, and in my fear I promised I'd do it. Please forgive me. Oh, God forbid he break a promise to the devil. Oh no, what if he hurts his feelings?"
"Hey," said the devil, you promised, you pinky promised."
"I'm sorry I had to lie, I was double dog dared, devil."
"Okay, I understand."
"Father," she answered, "do what you want with me."
Ooh, that starts a different way from another scenario. Then she extended both her hands and let him chop them off. Better daughter than me. I would not be doing that. The devil came a third time. Also another. But she had wept so long and so much on her stumps that they too were all clean. This bitch has so many tears, you could chop your own hands off and your own tears would somehow manage to not only let you live through that, but your stumps would be miraculously clean. How? I don't know, the same way she purified herself. Her magic bucket o' tears. My lord. This is, like, really disturbing. So he lost any claim he had to her. Now, since the miller had gained so much wealth thanks to his daughter, he promised her he would see to it that she'd live in splendor for the rest of her life. But she didn't want to remain there. I can't imagine fucking why.
"I want to leave here, and shall depend on the kindness of people to provide me with whatever I need."
"No, no, no, no. No, no, no. No. No, you sue that motherfucker. He got wealth from the devil. Go to a lawyer. Tell him that your dad cut off your fucking hands. And you got their fucking money. I mean, come on, it could be your money. Fucking kindness of strangers. Your dad cut your fucking hands off. What do you know for the kindness of anyone? Holy shit.
The only people I've ever known are my mother and my dad who cut my hands off. I believe kind strangers will help me. Maybe they'll kill me this time. I don't want to live like a freak anymore.
Let's see. Then she had her maimed hands bound to her back. That's definitely suicidal. Why has she got to make her life so goddamn hard? She had her maimed hands. Her hands are gone. Her stumps. Bound to her back. Why? So she's even more freak. And at dawn, she set out on her way and walked the entire day until it had become dark and she had reached the king's garden. There was a hole in the hedge of the garden, so she went inside through the hole and found an apple tree that she shook with her body. Maybe easier if she had arms, huh? Too bad she fucking found it. Was she bobbing for apples? What is the fuck even going on? That is so needlessly complicated. Can you imagine, like, go for a run? You're gonna look like a fucking chicken, okay? Like a fucking T-Rex. Your little body just thrust forward. Big fucking legs. You're gonna fall. You just fall straight on your goddamn face. Worst idea ever. Holy shit. So she's wiggling her weird-ass stump body through the hole. Bobbing for apples in the apple tree. Because she loves being a freak. Instead of living with her abusive dad or suing him and having golden prosthetics put instead of hands, you bound your stumps behind your back and run like a T-Rex to the apple tree. They didn't mention brain damage, but I'm pretty sure that's included in one of the things that happened to her. Brain damage, definitely. Brain damage. Lobotomy, it's how you purify yourself. Okay. So she went inside through the hole and found the apple tree that she shook with her body. When the apples fell to the ground, she leaned over and lifted them with her teeth and ate them. She was bobbing for apples the whole time, I was right. Holy fuck, dignity. What is dignity? What the fuck is dignity? Oh no, my closed. Hold on. What the fuck? Go away. I don't want to log into Facebook. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, she ate the apples with her teeth like a donkey. She lived this way for 2 days. Tell me your arms wouldn't hurt like fuck at that point. Holy fuck. She lived for 2 days off of apples with her arms not behind her. Did she... What'd she do when she had to take a shit? She'd have to shit after all those apples. Was she just, like, wearing no underwear and just, like, spread her legs, just let her rip? Like a goddamn animal. Eating apples, shitting on the ground. She has become animal. This, her father's abuse has driven her mad. Oh my god. But on the third, the guards came and saw her. So they seized her and threw her into the prison house on her fucking face. You know it was. And on the next day, shit on the prison floor. The next day, she was led before the king and was to be expelled from the country. Could you imagine? You're so fucking cringe. Your own country's like, bitch. And Trump is our president, and you're so cringe. You're expelled from the country. Fucking think about that. Why? Cried the prince. It would be better if she looked after the chickens in the courtyard. They need a... Maybe because she's like a giant chicken. I was right the first place. Arms bound, she's like a chicken lady. Just move that neck. And, you know. So she remained there for some time and looked after the chickens. Meanwhile, the prince saw her often and became very fond of her. Oh my god. He's got some kind of weird fetish. However, the time came for him to marry, and the royal messengers were sent out all over the world to find a beautiful bride for him. They don't know about his chicken fetish.
You don't have to send out messengers to search so far, said the prince. I know a bride who is very close by.
Oh, he's finally coming out of the chicken-craving closet. The old king reflected and tried to think of a maiden. Oh, it's almost like a coming-out story, right? Where he's gay and he's like, I know the one I want to marry, and he's trying to think of a maiden, and then he realizes, like, oh, it's my son's best friend. Why, that would explain so many things, like all those sleepovers they were having. Except, yeah, in this case, the best friend is a chicken. So, the king is desperately hoping to think of someone the prince might want to marry nearby, knowing in his heart his son is a freak, but desperately wishing beyond hope that it's not true. But he wasn't familiar with any young lady in the land who was beautiful and rich. Ooh, high standards much. Your son's a kinky freak, man. Don't so high. She could be rich too, please.
You don't intend to marry that maiden who tends the chickens in the courtyard, do you?
Is how I imagine he asked. The son explained, however, that he wouldn't marry anyone else but her. Finally, the king had to yield to his wish, and soon thereafter he died. Suicide? He fucking roped. We all know he did. Come on. Poor fucking king. That's a sad way to die. The prince inherited the throne and lived happily with his wife for some time. Yet at one point, the young king had to leave his realm to fight in a war, and during his absence, his wife gave birth to a beautiful child. She sent a messenger with a letter to announce the good news. However, on the way, the messenger stopped to rest near a brook and fell asleep. Then the devil appeared, for he was still trying to harm the pious queen. What an asshole! He's like that Tinder guy. And so he exchanged the letter for another one and said the queen had given birth to a changeling. When the king read the letter, he was quite distressed, but he wrote a letter in which he declared the queen and the child should be protected until his return. You know what? He's a stand-up guy. That chicken guy? He's a stand-up guy. But then again, maybe he's all into, like, chicken-human offspring, so he knows all about changelings. Maybe he's not surprised. He's like, oh, shit, it's half chicken, half man. Okay, so the messenger came back. Once again, the devil came and put a different letter in his pocket, and that said they should banish the queen and the child from this land. This was to be done, even if all the people at the court wept out of sadness. I like that you have to put that disclaimer. Like, I know, I don't care if everyone's crying. You're not going to go have ice cream after dinner because you didn't finish your vegetables. I didn't come here to become queen. I don't have any luck and also don't demand any, the queen declared. Bind my child and my hands on my back, this bitch. She realizes she doesn't have to put her hands behind her back when she runs, fucking T-Rex. Then I'll set out into the world. Also, I mean, at least it's still her face. It's getting, like, smacked, not the kid. But holy shit, if you fall backwards, that kid's screwed. That evening, she reached a fountain in a dense forest where a good old man was sitting. A good old man. Please show me some mercy, she said, and lift my child to my breast so that I can give him something to drink. The man did... Oh. So he gets to pull the titty out, right? Like, that's why he did it? Oh, yeah, that's why the man did it. Good man, yeah, my ass. The man did this, whereupon he said to her,
them some nice titties. There's a thick tree standing over there. Go over and wrap your maimed arms around it.
Okay, way to be an asshole. Your maimed arms? You could just say my arms, you dick. What am I going to be like?
Wrap your arms around it.
I'm going to be like, what arms? All I have are these maimed arms. And you didn't say maimed arms. Whose arms could you be referring to? Is there someone standing behind me with perfectly functional arms? I mean, okay, first of all, how did she do it without any assistance? But whatever, when she did this, her hands grew back. Why? We don't need an answer. Because. Thereupon, the old man pointed to a house.
Go and live there. Don't leave the house and don't open the door unless someone asks three times to enter, for God's sake.
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, he's basically kidnapped her, right? Like, basically coerced her into her own kidnapping. Go live in that house and don't leave. I mean, to be fair, your hands grew back. Or did he drug you? Did he drug you and you hallucinated that your hands grew back? I'm just saying, doesn't seem too realistic. In the meantime, the king returned home and realized how he had been deceived. Consequently, he set out accompanied by a single servant to look for his wife. After a long journey, he lost his way one night in the same forest in which the queen was living. However, he didn't know that the queen was so close. Over there, his servant said, there's a little light glimmering in a house. Thank God we can rest there.
Not at all, responded the king. I don't want to rest very long. I want to continue the search for my wife before I can take any rest.
But the servant pleaded and complained so much about being tired that the king cut his head off, agreed out of compassion. When they arrived at the house, the moon was shining and they saw the queen standing at the window.
Goodness, that must be our queen, the servant said.
No shit.
She resembles her very much. But I realize that she can't be the queen because this woman has hands.
No shit. I mean, then again, the devil did interfere. So I kind of feel like anything's possible at this point.
The servant requested lodging for the night. But she refused because he didn't ask, for God's sake.
So stupid.
So he wanted to move on and look for another place to spend the night. Then the king himself stepped forward and cried out,
for God's sake, let me enter.
I can't let you enter until you ask me three times, for God's sake.
And why didn't she say that to the other guy?
Holy fuck. And after the king asked another two times, for God's sake, she opened the door. She was just playing fucking games.
Then his little son came skipping toward him. Damn, that was a long-ass absence.
And led the king to his mother, and he recognized her immediately as his beloved wife. The next morning, just as he left the house and began traveling together to return to their country, the house vanished right behind them.
Because it was all a dream. I don't fucking know. It just did. Why? Because reasons, like the hands, like any of this. Fucking why? So apparently marrying the apple-eating, lawn-shitting donkey woman of your dreams will make all your wishes come true. One day the donkey will transform into a beautiful woman with hands, and your house will disappear behind you. Oh shit, we forgot our son in the house. Oh shit, where the fuck did the house go? That was the plan the whole time. All right, now we go from lack of hands to clever Hans, or I'll call it clever hands. Where are you going, Hans? His mother asked. To Gretel's, Hans replied. Take care, Hans. Don't worry. Goodbye, mother. Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Good day, Gretel.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me anything nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you. Okay, meet Tarzan.
You know, fucking talk and proper grammar. Gretel gave him a needle. What a fucking waste of a trip.
Goodbye, Gretel, Hans said.
Goodbye, Hans.
Hans took the needle, stuck it in the hay wagon, and walked home behind the wagon because he's a dumb motherfucker.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Hans. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
What did you bring her?
Didn't bring her a thing. Got something.
What did Gretel give you?
Got a needle.
Where'd you put the needle, Hans?
Stuck it in the hay wagon. Chaos forever, Mother. 666.
That was stupid of you. You should have stuck it in your sleeve. Why didn't I abort you like your father wanted me to?
Doesn't matter. I'll do better next time.
Where are you going, Hans?
To Gretel's, Mother.
Take care, Hans.
Don't worry. Goodbye, Mother.
Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Good day, Gretel.
Good day? Oh, I'm sorry.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me something nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you, because I'm a little fucking asshole.
Gretel gave Hans a knife. Goodbye, Gretel.
Goodbye, Hans.
Hans took the knife, stuck it in his sleeve, and went home. Dumb as fuck.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Hans. Hans, your name is Hans. I'm sorry. I keep mispronouncing your name. I just hate you so much. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
What did you bring her?
Didn't bring her a thing. Got something for you.
Chaos. What did Gretel give you?
Got a knife.
Where'd you put the knife, Hans?
In your husband. Stuck it in my sleeve.
That was fucking stupid of you, Hans. You should have put it in your heart. You should have put it in your pocket.
Doesn't matter. I'll do better next time.
Man, there's some tension in this household. Where are you going, Hans? And like all dialogue.
To Gretel's, Mother.
Take care, Hans.
Don't worry. Goodbye, Mother.
Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Good day, Gretel.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me anything nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you.
Gretel gave Hans a kid goat to sacrifice to the devil.
Goodbye, Gretel.
Goodbye, Hans.
Hans took the goat, tied its legs together, and stuck it in the pocket of his coat. He had an amazing, miracle stretch pocket. Now only $19.99, or 4 payments of $59.99.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Hans. Hans, God damn it, you stupid abortion of a child. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
Let me guess. You didn't bring her anything.
I didn't bring her a thing. Got something.
What did Gretel give you?
Got a goat.
Where'd you put the goat, Hans?
Stuck it in my pocket.
That was so fucking stupid of you, Hans. You should have tied the goat to a rope.
Doesn't matter. I'll do better next time.
Where are you going, Hans?
To Gretel's mother.
This is the longest fucking script. I hope you guys are enjoying this impromptu roleplay. Sans? Hans. Well, plus Hans. Sans sound effects.
To Gretel's mother.
Take care, Hans.
Don't worry. Goodbye, mother.
Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Good day, Gretel.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me anything nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you.
Gretel gave Hans a piece of bacon. She's trolling him now. Hans took the bacon, tied it to a rope, and dragged it along behind him.
Chaos.
The dogs came and ate the bacon. By the time Hans arrived home, he had the rope in his hand, but nothing attached to it anymore.
Good evening, Mother.
Ugh. Good evening, Hans. Hans, ugh. I want to put my hands on you, you stupid waste of space. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
What did you bring her?
Didn't bring her a thing. Got something.
What did Gretel give you?
Got a piece of bacon.
What have you done with the bacon, Hans?
Tied it to a rope. Dragged it home. Dogs got it.
Why is he still dragging the rope? He's fucking chaos, I'm telling you. Hans is a grade A troll. That was fucking stupid of you, Hans. You should have carried it on your head. Okay, no, she's trolling too.
Doesn't matter. I'll do better next time.
Where are you going, Hans?
To Gretel's mother.
Take care, Hans.
Don't worry. Goodbye, Mother.
Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Good day, Gretel.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me anything nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you.
Gretel gave Hans a calf. Human calf or animal calf? Goodbye, Gretel. Goodbye, Hans. Blah, blah, blah. Hans took the calf, set it on his head, and the calf kicked him in the face. Fucking finally consequences to him being a fucking retard. So he's not trolling, he's just dumb. Okay, my favorite part of the story so far. Hans got kicked in the fucking face.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Hans. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
What did you bring her?
Didn't bring her a thing. Got something.
What did Gretel give you?
Got a calf.
What have you done with the calf?
Put it on my head. Kicked me in the face.
Well, he sounds like a sociopath, right?
I don't care if I bleed, Mother.
That was stupid of you, Hans. You should have led the calf to the stable and put it in the stall.
Doesn't matter. I'll do better next time.
Where are you going, Hans?
To Gretel's, Mother.
Take care, Hans.
Don't worry. Goodbye, Mother.
Hans arrived at Gretel's place.
Goodbye, Gretel.
Oh, good day, Gretel.
Good day, Hans. Have you brought me anything nice?
Didn't bring anything. Want something from you.
I'll come along with you, Gretel said.
Hans took Gretel, put a rope around her and led her to the stable, tied her to a stall and threw her some grass. Then he went to his mother.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Hans. Where have you been?
At Gretel's.
What did you bring her?
Didn't bring her a thing. Got something.
What did Gretel give you?
Got nothing. She came along.
Where have you left Gretel?
Led her by a rope and tied her up in the stall and threw her some grass.
That was stupid of you, Hans. You should have thrown friendly looks at her with the eyes. Wait. You think it's just a cutesy ending. This is how it ends. Grimm's fairy tale, you sick fuck. Hans went out into the stable, cut out the eyes of all the cows and sheep, and threw them in Gretel's face. Then Gretel got angry, tore herself loose, and ran away. That was how Hans lost his bride, so he was a sociopath. I gotta say, seemed a lot like a kid's story. But I was right. He's a fucking sociopath. He got kicked in the head, and then he escalated to cutting out the eyes of all the animals in the barn and throwing them in the poor girl. Like, he literally kidnapped her, mutilated farm animals in front of her, and threw their bloody organs at her. She had to escape and run for her life. She most definitely escaped from a serial killer. That shit is serial killer territory. Holy fuck. Could you imagine? I don't know why she's... And you're thinking at the time, you know what you're fucking thinking? He's doing it with the knife I gave him as a fucking present. That's what's cutting those eyes out. That's what you get for your kindness. Fucker doesn't give you shit. You give him fucking animals to worship for Satan and just kill him and everything, and now he goes to kill you? It's not fair. That's what I have to say. It makes total coherent logical sense. Well, I feel slightly traumatized from that. This is part two. Apparently there's a part two. Hopefully we hear more about Hans and his desire to gouge out the eyes of farm animals. This kid does not have antisocial personality disorder. This kid fucking does. That is some insane fucking shit. And his mom's a weird ass too. She's totally partially responsible for this kid's fucking weird shit. It's like we need to talk about Kevin. That's what this fucking shit is. Number two. A very rich widow lived in the valley of Geslingen, and she had an only son who was coarse and had crazy ideas. I'm pretty sure it's that guy. He was also the greatest fool among all the inhabitants of the valley. Now one time this very same dunce happened to notice a beautiful, attractive, and intelligent daughter of a highly respected and distinguished man in Saarbrücken. The fool took an immediately... Really? They actually had to spell, to use the incorrect word. The fool took an immediately liking to her. The fool is writing this. The fool took an immediate liking to her, so he implored his mother to arrange a marriage with this young woman. If he didn't, he would smash the oven and the windows and break all the staircases in the house. Oh, good. So he's violent and stupid. That's a fantastic combination. Like a antisocial personality disorder. This guy's fucking... He's threatening his mother to get... I'm glad that Gretel got away. His mother knew and clearly understood how mad her son was and feared that if she didn't let him court the young maiden right away and didn't give him a great deal of property to boot, he would act like such a boorish ass that he'd be out of control and there would be no reasoning with him. How about you call the police? I feel like that's what they're there for. Even though the maiden's parents were a wonderful people and of noble lineage, they were also very poor, so that, because of their poverty, they were not in a position to look after her according to social position. Consequently, they were obliged to approve the dunce's courting. I feel like you don't have to say yes just because the person's richer. Do you imagine if that's the way it actually was? Like, ugh, I'm not attracted to you at all, but you make more money than me, so I have to fuck you. Like, that's not how that works. Don't pretend you have to. Bitch, you're just thirsty. Let's see. They had to agree, even though he was a dunce. They already know he's a dunce. But his mother was also afraid that her son was such a big, bumbling oaf that the maiden would perhaps reject him. Therefore, she gave him all kinds of lessons so that he would know how to treat the young woman with fine and polite manners and how to be nimble on his feet. You've got to be nimble on your feet to escape after gouging the eyes out of farm animals. After the maiden had her first meeting with him and talked with him, she gave him a pair of handsome gloves as a gift. Don't expect anything in return. They were made out of soft Spanish leather. The fool put them on and started out for home. Suddenly, there was a rainstorm and he kept the gloves on. He didn't care whether they became wet or not. As he was walking along the path, he slipped and fell into the swampy water. When he arrived home, he was covered with mud and his gloves were nothing but soggy leather. I mean, that's still what they were. They're still gloves. They're just... I mean, the way they dissolve. Like, the seams just fucking dissolved. He complained to his mother, and the good old woman scolded him and said,
The next time, you should wrap them in a handkerchief and stuff them inside your shirt next to your chest. Is this just another version of it? Is it still going to end with more people getting their eyes cut out? This is just the actual story versus script version, so goody good. Let's see what happens. It's clearly different. Soon thereafter, the numbskull showed up again at the maiden's house, and she asked him about the gloves. He told her what had happened, and she laughed and quickly grasped how little wisdom he possessed. He dumb. Now she gave him another present, and this time it was a hawk. Bitch has a fucking hawk to give as a present? That's some second date fucking present? That's some intense shit. No one's ever gifted me a hawk. He took it, headed for home, and remembered his mother's words of advice. I hope he at least recorded this. He strangled the hawk, wrapped it in his handkerchief, and stuck it inside his shirt. But I gotta say, wouldn't that be kind of an impressive way to enter a room? When people are like, hey, what's up? They're like, shit, what's under your shirt? And you're like, this hawk just under your shirt. And the hawk just tumbles out, like, way to fucking enter a room. Good old shirt hawk. So she... Okay. Mother scolded him again and told him he should carry it carefully in his hand. The yokel went to the maiden a third time, and she asked him how things were going with the hawk. So he told her what had happened, and she thought to herself, he's truly a living fool, and realized that he didn't deserve anything precious or splendid. Oh, so if you're a slight fool, it's cool. But if you are extra fool, you don't deserve nothing precious nor splendid. Cool. I mean, he's pretty fucking dumb. Therefore, she gave him a big hoe with spikes as a gift that he could use while he was plowing the land. Again, he took his mother's advice to heart and carried it home high above his head with his hands like a large ladle. That's still not how you should carry a hawk. I'm not a hawk expert, but... His mother was not at all satisfied and told him he should have tied it to a horse and dragged it home. Well, okay, I guess. Finally, the maiden realized that even the Lord would not be able to help the fool since there wasn't an ounce of brains or wisdom in him, but she didn't know how to get rid of him. So the next day she saw him, she gave him a huge piece of bacon and shoved it into his chest. Literally into the chest. Of course, he was very satisfied and wanted to go home right away. However, he was afraid he might lose it, and therefore tied it to the tail of his horse. Then he mounted the steed and rode home. As he was riding, the dogs came running after him and ripped the bacon from the horse's tail and ate it. When the fool arrived home, the bacon was gone. It was now completely clear to his mother that her son's wisdom would prevent a marriage, so she decided to drive to the maiden's parents to set the date for the marriage, and before she departed, she had a serious word or two with him and told him to keep the house in order and not to do anything foolish, particularly since she had a goose that was about to hatch some eggs. Very important. Very important goose business. Now, as soon as the mother was out of the house, her son disappeared quickly into the cellar where he got drunk on wine. Same fucking mood, right? And lost the plug to the wine barrel. Oh yeah, that's why I drink all the wine. Wink. As he hunted for the plug, all the wine spilled and flooded the cellar. Oh my god. I hate this asshole too. Consequently, the bumbler took a sack of flour and shook it all over the wine so his mother wouldn't see the damage when she returned home. Kick his fucking ass out. After doing this, he ran up into the house and began eating some wild venison. Don't even try to clean it up, asshole. But the goose that was sitting on her eggs became frightened and shrieked, "Gaga! Gaga!" Apparently it's this gaga gaga. Gaga gaga. Maybe it's like Lady Gaga, I don't know. In turn, the fool became scared and thought the goose had said, "I'm going to tell on him." How in the fuck does gaga gaga sound like "I'm gaga to tell on him"? The fool is also insane, so he really is mad. The goose said, "Gaga, gaga, gaga, gaga."
And the fool thought the goose said, I'm going to tell on him. And he was positive the bird would tell what he had done in the cellar. Dude's on so many drugs. So he took the goose and chopped its head off. Now he was afraid that the eggs would spoil and he was really in trouble. But he thought of a solution. He would sit on the eggs until they hatched. However, it would not work unless he was covered in feathers like the goose. He thought, or it actually, because I don't think that's true at all. But he's crazy, so who cares? Again, he thought of a solution. He took off his clothes and smeared his body all over with honey that his mother had recently made. She can't make honey. Is she a bee? Whatever. Then he ripped open the quilt of a bed and rolled around in the feathers so that he looked like a hobgoblin, not a goose. He specifically wouldn't look like a hobgoblin. Is a hobgoblin a man covered in honey and feathers? I don't know. Finally, he sat down on the goose eggs and was completely quiet so that the silly young geese inside would not become afraid. As the numbskull was sitting there, his mother returned and knocked on the door. Since the fool was sitting on the eggs, he didn't want to answer. She knocked again and he screamed, Gaga! Gaga! And thought he was hatching the silly young geese, or fools like himself, and therefore he couldn't speak. Drugs. Drugs. I hope he gets to rehab. Finally, his mother threatened him so much that he crawled out of the nest and opened the door. Can you fucking imagine that being your fucking kid? This is the olden times. Put him to death. Fucking done. You are too cringe. I almost prefer he become a serial killer. When she saw him, she thought he was the devil himself and asked him what was going on. And he told her that everything was in top shape. I'm so disappointed. However, his mother was anxious about her dunce because his bride was due to arrive soon. So she said to him that she would gladly forgive him, but he must now control himself, for his bride would soon be there. You are absolutely enabling this fool. That's why he's fucking moron loser. You know, Jesus, you let him get away with this shit. She advised him to welcome her in a friendly way and be nice to her and to steadily cast polite eyes upon her. Oh no. He's still a killer. He's just worse this time. You know what he seems like this time? This time he seems really mentally ill. The other time he just seemed like a sociopath. The fool replied, Yes, mother, I'll do what you say. Gaga! So he wiped off all the feathers, got dressed, and went out into the stable where he cut out the eyes of all the sheep and stuffed them under his shirt next to his chest. Kind of creepier. As soon as the bride arrived, he went toward her and cast all the eyes he had gathered at her face, for he thought this was the way it was to be done. The good maiden was mortified that he had dirtied and ravaged her like that. It was clear that the fool was a complete bore and that he was totally berserk and might do anything or everything to her that came to his mind. So she turned around, went home, and rejected him. I mean, no shit, he is berserk. You should not have fucked with him in the first place. Well, he remained a fool just as he was before. And he's still hatching young geese to this day. I'm concerned, however, that when the geese wake up, they too will become young fools. May the Lord protect us. The end. What the fuck? What the fucking hell? What the fucking hell was that shit? What the fucking hell was that shit? What the fucking hell did we just read? What the fucking hell was that fucking shit? Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed today's Drunk and Dangerous. I had a really fucking good time. I hope you did too. Holy shit, this fucking shit is weird. And I will see you next week for more Drunk and Dangerous fairy tales because I'm just having too much fun. All right, I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Mwah. Bye.